Slacker and Steve.
So I don't know if anybody knows. This is an outrage. I was going to start talking.
Oh, you're
this outra- is an outrage.
It's close enough.
It's do not ever say it's close. It's not close enough.
When it comes to booze, nothing is ever.
Nothing's.
It's sacred.
The Unicode Technical Committee. These are the people who come up with emojis.
They,
okay?
They invent them, or they decide?
They allow them. They're the ones who put it out. So then all devices, because it's like I'm gonna make us old. But remember when we first started watching movies and there was Beta and then there was VHS,
yes.
Or then we went to digital and there was like DVDs and then there was like the laser disc, and there was no compatibility things.
Right.
So it's like with emojis. If Apple put out their own, I would send you the facepalm to your Google phone, and Google would be like, well, I don't know. It doesn't recognize it because it's like, F you, Apple. I'm not going to recognize
that. Okay.
So Apple, Google, Samsung, all the different guys said, we'll let the Unicode Technical Committee decide what the emojis are so that when Apple sends it out, no matter what kind of phone you got, their phone's going to translate that as facepalm, as rolling on the floor laughing my butt off.
That makes sense.
So there's just one committee who says every once in a while we're going to put some more out. I mean, it starts with smiley face, winky face, and then it's smiley face, winky face, tear, and they just keep adding more, and now there's like...
And they control this, yeah.
And they just, like once or twice a year, they roll out a bunch more. And I remember the happiness day when producer Aaron came in and said, there's finally a redhead.
And now, then I asked you, what couldn't they just make the hair and you get to fill in the colors or something? Or
it seems like that would be something they do because, like, when you're on a face, you can change its skin tone. You can go like white, a little more tannish, maybe brown, all the way to African American / black or whatever. There's different, and then there's plain old yellow, like cartoon face.
Okay,
like the Simpsons yellow. So
and
it's like
that's the face emoji.
Yes, so you can do that. So. They have rejected the Unicode Technical Committee. Google them, send them hate mail. They have rejected the white wine emoji. Now, we've got emojis for fruits I'll never freaking eat. But people drink white wine in this country, in the world, every day. And there's an emoji for booze. There's an emoji for like martinis, for beers, for red wine, for champagne.
Oh, there is already wine.
For whiskey in a rocks glass.
Wait, so there's for sparkling wine, champagne?
Yes.
And red wine, rosés or whatever,
yes.
Pinks, they have
I don't think there's a pink.
Okay, but now you're outraged because white wine.
Outraged.
So there's not a little glass with white in it?
No. And then somebody suggested, like you said, can't we just change it? Can you do like you do with the faces where you click on the glass and you fill it with red, white, rosé?
Right.
The glasses are different sizes, Steve. I'm not going to drink white wine out of a red wine glass. A red wine glass is going to be really big.
Wait.
It would drive me nuts if I got an emoji from you with white wine in a red wine glass. I would be like, lose my number.
First of all, I didn't know there were specific glasses
you
to the
really
color
didn't?
Of wine. I thought that's a, you just,
we've been to Napa 1,000 times.
Yeah, and it was always the red.
The red wine glass is big, so you can open it up more. The white wine glass is a little
sharper.
And then the champagne flutes are little because you want the bubbles to stay.
Okay, you don't even drink white wine.
I drink everything, Steve.
You do. I've never seen you.
Trust me.
You're a red guy.
I like it all.
And so you're taking.
I'm a big rosé fan right now. And that's more of a white glass.
So do they make shot glass or little
they
shot?
They do have shot glasses.
So you're,
this is why they're, it's like they're being racist.
I can kind of see.
Against white wine.
They're
besmirching the Chardonnay.
Hey,
if you're a Sauvignon Blanc gal, well, the Unicode Technical Committee doesn't care about you. Oh, Riesling people.
But you used to crap on those people, too.
I never. White Zin people, I don't care about.
Oh, it's just White Zin. You guys, we know what they're doing. They're coming out with a White Zin only emoji. Not a white
wine. It would look like a rosé. It's a White Zin emoji that's got a trailer in the background and a box of wine.
And a GED.
It feels like, yes. Yeah, the GED just sitting behind it being reflected gently in the.
Is that the type of person that
it's just what I'm saying.
Okay.
Oh, you White Zin people, back off.
Because I know a lot of women.
I can feel your angry text.
They love White Zin.
But then now we've become rosé people. It's the fancier White Zin.
Okay.
It's just another pink wine that doesn't taste like. Yeah,
but there's a rosé.
I don't think there's a rosé either. So it's white.
It's red.
It's the white. It's the whites and the rosés. The whites and the pinks.
Okay.
And I'm going to make sure T-Hack and Aaron find the UTC people, post a link to them, and you just start sending them white, just drawings of white wine glasses until we win this fight.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.